When you go to an art museum, there is a certain etiquette. Don't touch the art, don't stand too close, and by the way, hands off the art. Right now, at the New Museum in New York, there's a huge exhibit that breaks all those rules. There are pieces in this show that you can climb, ride on, stick your head into, smell, even eat. It's the work of an artist who's taken an unorthodox path to the art world, and it shows. Studio 360's Sarah Lilly volunteered to submit.
I'm in an elevator on my way up to the top floor of the New Museum.
Okay, here we are on the fourth floor.
Sometimes it feels to me like it's like somebody's tickling my brain, you know, when I'm hearing birdsong, especially when it's live.
That's Karsten Höller. He's a 50-year-old Belgian guy who lives in Sweden, and this is his show. I found myself standing under a giant hanging mobile with seven canary cages. Those little birds you hear are real, and they're quite vocal.
I knew always that I had an interest both in art and in science. I'm very fond of birds, and I thought if I study biology, I'm kind of lost because I'm going to end up as a ornithologist in some kind of station somewhere, you know, studying birds and becoming a real nerd. So I thought I better don't do that.
Höller wanted to be a bit more practical, so he chose to study agricultural science.
And I just thought, you know, you can always become an artist, but you cannot always become a scientist. There are very few autodidactic scientists. And also you need access to a laboratory with all its equipment, otherwise you just can't do it at home on your kitchen table. So I studied agricultural science and then specialized in insect communication through smells. I did the whole thing, and I did a PhD. I was really a hardcore scientist for a while.
But then, gradually, his interest in art began to crowd in, and he found that he just couldn't ignore it.
You know, I never studied anything about art, so I had to, you know, teach myself, see as many exhibitions as I could. But in 93, I stopped with the science.
Kind of. I mean, looking around this exhibit, I'm not so sure about that. In addition to the canaries, there's also a giant fish tank. It's got three stations where you can lie on your back with your head sticking into an indentation in the outside of the glass. Your head is surrounded by fish tank, so it feels as if you're in there with them. In another part of the gallery, there are scattered life-size and very realistic animal sculptures sleeping on the floor, including a crocodile, a baby rhinoceros, a walrus. Each is made of a different neon-colored polyurethane. Oh yeah, plus real whiskers and horns.
I'm fascinated by the impossibility of understanding the animal. They seem so close, and at the same time they're so distant. There's many, many different qualities of being alive. The animal is a kind of living proof for the fact that there are other ways that we don't have access to.
Höller is at least trying to simulate that access, both to the world of the animal, but also to that of the scientist.
There's something called experience corridor. So it's like five rooms, one after the other, where you can lock yourself in, almost like in a bathroom. And so you can do experiments with yourself. Two are visual, two are tactile, and one is olfactive.
I went in there and put on a pair of blacked-out goggles with little video screens inside, one for each eye. I'm suddenly looking around a forest in twilight, moving through the trees. Then, gradually, the two different screens change their directions of movement, my right eye in one direction, while my left in the opposite. It's as if all of a sudden my eyes have migrated to opposite sides of my head, like a fish or a goat. My brain quietly struggles to experience both views at the same time. It's certainly a different kind of artistic vision.
Many of my colleagues express their visions in some way, but I don't want to do that. Really, I don't have these visions that I find worthwhile to communicate through an art object, but I have an interest and also a proposition to make to, you know, not stop where we are, but just see what else there could be. And I'm pretty sure there's more than we know.
This feeling of testing a different point of view comes up a lot in Höller's pieces. On the third floor, there's a sensory deprivation tank. It's a saline pool at body temperature that people can strip down and float in, which is pretty ambitious for a museum show. On the first floor, there's another set of, not goggles, but a kind of headgear that you can borrow and walk around the show in. They're made to reverse your vision, so everything is upside down. For Holler, his work is about seeing what everything feels like.
So many of these things have to do with the idea of losing control in a specific way and just see what happens, really.
Kind of like the most famous piece in the show, the giant stainless steel slide. It's a tube that spirals from the fourth floor to the second, and it's quite speedy, like a George Jetson mail chute for people, dumping you out at the end. But, as Holler points out, even the folks too scared to ride it still experience its power by watching, by hearing, by anticipating.
How can I say this now? Like, it's neither a tool, nor environment, nor machine, but just say an object that produces a specific kind of madness, really, that comes out slightly differently in everybody. But it's impossible not to smile when you come down. And at another occasion, we've been offering $100 for everybody who would manage not to smile, but we kept the money.
Really?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's a smile machine.
It's way, way, way faster than I thought it was going to be. And this little twist right here is kind of like a little surprise. I like that at the end. I love it.
So, here's my question. Is being a scientist, you know, a professional seeker of answers, is that somehow related to what artists do?
No. No, I don't think there's an answer that could be found through an art object, really. And in some way, this exhibition here has very much to do with that, these things that we don't have an answer for. The experience, really, of being alive, that's one of the strangest things that we have.
I'm going to do it.
Okay, she's coming down.
For Studio 360.
Wow! Oh, this is cool!
I'm Sarah Lilly.
Oh, that was so great.
Carsten Huller's show at the New Museum is up through January 15th in New York. You can see a slideshow of the exhibit at studio360.org.